You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I'm the host of the show. This show always consists of two different parts, in which the second part is a shamanic ritual, in which we try to withdraw your attention from all the things that have captured your attention, that are defining your reality, that make you experience life from a certain angle. And during this ritual, we try to, so to say, shake you loose from all these patterns. And once you're loose from these patterns, you find yourself back as the wide open space that you actually are. You are this openness. You are this peace, well, harmonious state. The only thing is, we are involved in something else. And this ritual is specifically meant to loosen you up from all these things. And as a participant, you don't have to do anything at all. The only thing I advise you to do is to sit down or to lay down with your eyes closed, because, well, yeah, it's an inner experience. And put on some headphones and just let the ritual flow through you. It's not music. It doesn't have to sound nice, or it just is an expression of what happens within the psyche, so to speak. I shake you loose from these patterns. Well, and that's what you hear. So during the ritual, you don't have to do anything at all. You don't have to experience anything spectacular or particular. Just lay down and let the energy of this ritual pull you within this direction, within yourself. And it's a very pleasant and harmonious thing to do. And what I would like to talk about today has to do with the fact that I was watching a video last week. And it was about a giant solar flare which is going to fry the whole planet. Well, what is exactly the use of this sort of information? Let's not discuss it, whether it's right or not right. We don't know. If so, we'll see. You cannot stop it. You cannot do anything about it. So I don't know whether it's true or not. But what can you do? Because you see so many of these sort of doom sort of predictions. What should you do with it? Because it's very unsettling. And at this video I saw, this guy really, you know, could present it with a lot of logical things, and he could present it in a very, how would I say, convincing way. That doesn't mean it's right. It just means he can say it in a very convincing way. And when it's said in a very convincing way, you know, these sort of messages are very unsettling. Because, well, what can you exactly do? Especially when they tell in the same video that, well, the chances of you surviving might be very close to next to nothing. Are you happy with that message? But once you've seen it, you've seen it. Once you've taken in that information is there, and information shapes reality. Because you start thinking about it, you start imagining about it, you start making all these fantasies and projections about it. Because what can you do with a message like that? Well, for me personally, you know, I think a message like that is something like saying, okay, you know, you're going to die, no matter what. How can you use that in your in a beneficial way for yourself and for your life? Well, I think if you know, let's say you trust this guy and you think that this is going to happen, how can you use that? Because you cannot hide anywhere. You cannot do anything. You cannot, you know, dig a hole, sit there, or you should buy a very big bunker and be a multi-millionaire to, you know, that sort of thing in order to have something like that. I guess you're not. So what can you do as an ordinary guy? Well, I think the only thing you can do is try to realize that, okay, first of all, everything that comes into existence will disappear. Just watch now. Just, you know, you can observe that in any perception. because a thought comes up and he disappears. A man gets born, he lives and he dies. A flower comes out of nothingness and disappears into nothingness. So everything is in this thing. Everything that's manifested has come out of nothingness and will go back to nothingness. We too. And this moment comes. No matter what, this moment comes. Can come when you're 95, can come when you're 25. You don't know. Nobody knows. And you shouldn't know, I think. So if you know that one day we all have to go, you cannot escape that. No, it's not a matter like, okay, is there no solar flare, we'll live forever. No, you will die one day anyway. So you cannot escape that. You don't know when the moment is. And you know one thing, when your moment is there, you cannot escape your moment. So, you know they're going to fry the world. What can you do? Well, I think you can use that to say, okay, if this is going to happen, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? Am I going to feel very worried about this event and feel very sorry about everything, etc., etc.? Which is a very natural reaction, don't get me wrong. Of course, it sounds terrible. But on the other hand, you can use that as a motivation for yourself to live your dream. Because I think we as human beings, just about everybody, has this dream inside. And I think it's a pity then, you know, when you come to the end of your life to realize that you did not live your dream. It's funny, I read this article also a few weeks ago, and it was about people that that were in the last stage of life and or came back after sort of dying and came back. Said, okay, what was the most important thing looking back on your life? And they all said one thing, that I did not do the things I wanted to do, that I hold myself back with all sort of general psychological reasons. So I think when you get a message like, okay, you know, we're all going to be fried, and of course they cannot pin the date, but you know, a message like that, scan for yourself, well, what exactly did I want with my life? What exactly did I want with my life? And start living that dream. Use a do message like that to spend the rest, and you don't know how long that will be. You don't know whether the guy is right. As I said, you know, this sort of thing has been predicted thousands of times. And maybe it might happen, might not happen. But use it as a motivational thing for yourself, not a demotivational thing for yourself. Because I think, you know, with a message like that, you can say two things. You can say either, okay, what are my dreams? And now, you know, now I will live my dream, so I will die in a satisfied way. Or you can get very, very depressed and say, yeah, it doesn't matter what I do, well, I'm going to die anyway. It's the same situation. These are two attitudes. One leads, I think, to a more satisfied life and death by that. The other leads to, well, a lot of agony, pain, horror, drama, etc. And it won't change your situation. Anyway, not the final moment. So try to use information as a motivation or something, no matter what the message is. Even when the message is bad, you can turn that to your own advantage. And I think, you know, that's very important. It's also a very shamanic theme. You know, your weakness is your power. Your weakness is at the same time your biggest quality. And when you can turn the thing around, as I said, then your weakness becomes your power. And I speak from experience. Yeah. The things I'm very good in right now were the things that were destroying my life earlier on. Exactly the same things. The only thing that changed was, well, my attitude. How I stand into this whole thing. Because I think you cannot change who you are. You are who you are. The only thing is you can be that in a locked up way and in an open way. And the more open you are, the more free you are, and the more you can use all your things in a constructive way. And as I said, with information, be very careful what you take to you. Because what you take in forms your perception. It's very simple. If you start watching porn now, you know, the chances of you getting excited are, well, are there, aren't they? And once you're excited, you start looking at life in that way and at your neighbor in that way or, you know, whatever. So it influences you in a very big way, anything you perceive. So I think it's a very wise thing for yourself to choose the information you take to you as much as you can. You cannot, you know, you cannot do anything, but you can make some sort of division for yourself. Is this contributing to my well-being? Or is this, you know, detrimental to my well-being? And what well-being is not defined. Well-being, I think, for everybody is something else. So you cannot say, oh, you should be like this, or you should be like that, or you should do this. No, the only thing you can say in that sense is, well, look at your life and try to do things that create positive outcome, that create harmonious results, harmonious consequences, because whatever you do has a consequence, and not now, then tomorrow. It will come, don't worry. Anything you set out comes back. So be careful what sort of information you take in, because what you take in will shape your perception, will shape your way of looking at life. And I know that from my own experience, because I used to read a lot of negative things in the world. It made me only see injustice. Everywhere I looked, I only see injustice. Well, you know, in the world there's not just injustice. There's also love, there are beautiful things, there's life, there's joy, there's luck. But if I am completely focused on, you know, injustice, I will see mainly injustice. Of course, that had a lot to do with my personal state at that time. Yeah. And now, a lot of these things changed. And then I found out, well, you know, the world, there is an unjust, if you could say it like that, there is a painful side to the world, but there's also a beautiful side to the world. Because it's duality. And in duality means, well, you know, yes and no, black and white, nice, not nice. One thing can only exist because the other thing is there. So the more you're balanced between the two, the more you can let both sides be there, because both sides exist. And with information, no matter what information you get in, try to filter it, because it influences you. If you want to calm down, you're not going to play heavy metal. No, you're playing meditation music, because it helps you for what you want to do. So you can use the same energetic principle, let's call it that way, you can use in as a benefit for you. So try to use any circumstance you're into as a tool for yourself to create well-being. You know, as I said, even a doom message about how bad everything is and we're all going to die, you know, truth or not true is not important. What is important, when you use that information to motivate yourself and to give you that extra boost of, okay, so now I'm going to live that life which I actually fancied but never dared to do. So you try to use any circumstance as a positive thing to create well-being. And to say it in an extreme way, say that you get locked up in an isolation cell in jail for 25 years for God knows what reason. Yeah. It's terrible. But you can use that for really, really dissolve yourself within your meditation. Don't say that's easy, but I say it's a way to make something positive out of the negative, of out of that which we in general perceive as negative. Because nothing is just negative. Everything negative has a positive. And with a little bit change in our personal attitude, you can focus much more on that. You can get something positive out of that, instead of feeling depressed and feeling beaten and you know, conquered and, well, why bother and give up? And because you live anyway. And just say, with the example of the solar flare, What if it's not happening? And you've been depressed for 3 years due to that message, you know? So, get something positive out of it. And have trust. Listen, you did not put yourself in life. You cannot take yourself out of life. So why bother? You cannot do something for that. I don't say we take ridiculous risk. No. Do the things you want to do in a way that creates harmony for everybody. And don't bother about when your day will be there. When the day will be there, you don't know. It will come. So try to get something positive out of it. Because nowadays, if you read the things, it does not look so good from one point of view. From another point of view, there are very positive developments, even in the negative ones. For instance, I live in Spain. And here in Spain, the last 10 years, there was a lot of money here. And all this money made that, for instance, the whole place here is covered with olive trees. You know, it was more expensive to rent somebody to pick your olives and to make olive oil than you would get on the olive oil. So what you saw, the whole area, you know, olive trees, which were 100 years old, were getting neglected. Nobody picked the olives. Nobody bothered. Now it's crisis. The olives are getting picked. People get a different appreciation for these things. So it's not only negative. And I think that's very important because I think from just the ordinary point of view, we will, I guess the coming few years, we will meet a lot of this, well, easily to label negative things. And I think we will get plenty of them. And what you going to do? Yeah, what you going to do? Because it's your life. And you live right now. And even when that happens, yeah, you're there. What are you going to do? Be angry? Be depressed? Be hopeless? Or try to turn it into your advantage? So you become a sort of warrior within your own life. And not a defeated one, but you're going to create something for yourself. And I think that's within reach for everybody. You don't have to be a shaman, or you don't have to be special, or need special forces, or whatever. No. No, I don't think so. Of course, you know, meditating and then, you know, taking care of yourself in an energetic way is helpful. Definitely, yes, claro. But it's within reach of everybody. As I said before, it's same with your bit, you know, attention management, where you don't have to give attention to what you think. You can also feel your feet. Just feel your feet on the ground instead of giving attention to your thoughts. Everybody can do that. And this is exactly the same. And I think it opens new venues for you. And I think if you really try that, I think you can meet a lot of new opportunity. Because you're not stuck in a very limited way of perceiving your own situation. Because the situation will not be easy always, no? In general life it's not, but you know, just look at the times we're living in and the thing is just starting up. Well, try to find a way to keep it balanced. Because these waves will become very big, you know. It's very easy to get depressed when you lose your house, your money, that sort of thing. And understandable. But it's not contributing to you. No, it's not that you're a student or you're not allowed to. No, you're allowed to do whatever you want. It's your life. The only thing I say is, well, listen, it's not contributing to your life to be stuck in this. And I strongly advise, try to get this other view on it. Because then you see different possibilities. And then the chances of getting into a different situation will be much bigger, of course. And it's not far away. It's not far away. And the only thing, as I said, you know, with these energetic things, that's why we do a ritual at the end of the broadcast, to help you. To help you to let go of these things. Because once you're caught up, once you're angry, it's very hard to let go of it. Once you're depressed, it's very hard to let go of it because you're totally identified with it. For instance, depression, you know, the whole idea of getting out of depression is extremely simple. Because what is depression? Depression is looking at yourself and at your own situation and feeling miserable about it. So the only thing you have to do is to look at something else. Look at the trees, look at anything but you. So you shift your attention away from all this negativity, which we keep on going for ourselves by giving it attention. Just anything you give attention keeps on growing. So if you give attention to, you know, how you feel and that everything is terrible, well, I think everything will become very terrible. The only thing you have to do is shift your attention. Shifting your attention is the whole trick in managing life. And to do that effectively, you need a neutral spot here and now. You need an anchor in the here and now. So all the time, you can withdraw your attention from whatever caught your attention and bring it back into one point. And then you will see that if you really try that, you get a sort of measure point in your life. You get one thing within your world in which you can measure everything. Extremely helpful, because that will make clear for you what everything is and how you should relate to it in order to stay in harmony, in order to be happy, in order to create a beautiful world for yourself. Because, my friends, there is your world and there is the world. And your world, you have some influence on. You create your own universe. So you could also say everything you meet in your world has something to do with you. And I think the purpose of being alive, first of all, is just living life. But if you could say if there is a purpose to life, I think it's to create a beautiful world. Your beautiful world. And then you should really look deep inside yourself. What is a beautiful world? Is a beautiful world in which you are rich and all the rest is definitely not rich? That sort of thing. Make a world which is happy. Make a happy world where everything is happy. I think when you try to do that, you will see that your world will support you. Instead of living in your own universe, which you have to fight your universe all the day. That you feel that you are opposing the universe, or the universe is opposing you, and you have to fight for your place, and tra-la-la-la. Then you create, I think, not such a very happy world. And the trick is in your attitude. Try to use everything to create beauty, to create harmony, to create harmony for everything within your world. And your world, if you could speak in that way, will definitely have a big influence on the world. If there is such a thing as the world. Because for you, and same as for me, we only know our own world. Because everything we perceive within our world. We don't know whether there's a world. We only know there's our world. Make it a beautiful one. Make it a happy one. In which everything that lives rejoices, is happy. It's within your reach. Check it out. And then I think it's about time we do our ritual, which I hope is helpful within this process, because it will pull your attention within this neutral point, within this openness, so you're not that attached to all the things that influence you in a certain way of experiencing. Okay. I hope you enjoyed it, and I will enjoy the ritual, and I hope you're there again next week. Have a good time.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M. Listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience. You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.